and welcome to a very special episode of Baseless Speculation. I'm Based Reaction. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm Adam.
And welcome, Adam. Joel Zammit, not here.
Yeah, we don't know
dead.
Where
he is. He could be dead.
Missing,
could be...
presumed dead.
Yeah.
I killed him.
Okay. Oh my god,
well,
okay.
No longer presumed.
Confirmed dead.
We're going to finish the episode before we call the police.
Yeah. We got a podcast to do. Because today,
we're
looking at... wait.
You're doing a thumb grip.
It's a Based Reaction to... Fast X.
One of the grand finales.
You called this episode at the beginning a very special episode.
It is special.
It is special.
It's not the weekly episode. This is the bonus episode.
Oh.
But also, the weekly episode is special.
Yeah.
Every episode we do is special.
This
right?
week's episode, well, the last episode.
Well, none of them are.
Yeah. We've had a lot of guests.
Who are you, Syndrome from The Incredibles?
Great movie reference in this movie podcast.
I aim to please.
Well, a lot of, a little bit of a recap, because when we did our Fast X episode to predict what the fuck was going on.
Yes.
We actually got a bit more information in between that,
that is true,
and
actually,
this.
Good point, yeah.
So at the time, we were like, oh, this is part one of a two-part finale, and then Vin Diesel on the red carpet was like, yeah, really excited for this to be part one of a trilogy.
Yeah.
So there's actually three Fast X's now.
Yeah.
What if, because we had this conversation... where we
I'm
were
excited
like,
to remember real life conversations.
Yeah. Where did we had something that I'm thinking because we were like because originally the thought was it's one of two parts a final movie.
Yeah.
What if that extra third part is a Hobbs and Shaw movie
in the middle.
We were potentially discussing?
I don't know if that counts as the middle part of a trilogy.
Well, Vin Diesel is not necessarily the most organized of human beings.
Yeah, look,
but
possibly.
Vin Diesel was upset he wasn't in Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
If Vin Diesel has his way, there'll never be another Hobbs and Shaw in the movies.
Yeah, I think if Vin Diesel has his way after Fast X Part 3 or Fast Triple X, they'll drop a bomb on Hollywood and there'll be no more movies.
Yeah. So, all right. Quick.
Full spoilers from here on out, I guess.
Yeah, and...
they dropped a bomb on Hollywood.
Yeah, whoa!
Okay, so with full spoilers, here's a quick recap of what happens in the movie.
Yeah.
So, the family's together.
Yeah.
It
starts with a barbecue, which is crazy because the last one ended with a barbecue.
That's true. Okay, two barbecues in a row.
Yeah.
So... and also the great-grandmother of Lil B, Dom's grandma, is here.
Yeah.
Lil B's grown up a little bit.
Yeah.
He's a little bit older. And
what's his introduction to this movie, Jackson?
So his introduction is really awesome. We see two, I think they're like light poles or something, in a car park, and we see a car doing a figure eight around him.
Yeah.
And we're like, who could be driving this car? And then the car stops, and we see Dom walk up to the car, and Lil B's in the car driving. Lil B does a lot of things in this movie that an eight-year-old really shouldn't be
doing. Yeah, he's between 8 and 10, I think, which is confusing.
Including homicide.
Yeah,
he kills four guys.
He
kills four men. Also, does that line up? How old was he in Fast 9? How much time is passing?
I don't know. He's an infant in... He gets consummated in six?
Yeah.
Consummated.
He does. He gets made in six.
I know. It's just funny.
There's also
a
line...
funny choice of language.
Also, sorry, this movie opens actually with a flashback.
Yeah.
To Fast
Five.
Five, where we see Dom and Paul Walker.
Yeah.
Which I mean.
Dom and Brian.
Brian.
Or Vin and Paul.
Yeah. They're stealing that safe.
Yeah.
From the Hayes family.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah, something like that.
We also see Papa Hayes tell Jason Momoa, the main antagonist of this movie, go kill Dominic Toretto.
But make him suffer. Death is a reward for those who deserve punishment or whatever.
And so then Dom knocks him into the river.
Yeah,
and,
with the safe.
Yeah, and Jason Momoa's eyes, we see Jason Momoa face down in the water, and then his eyes open, and that's the opening of the movie.
Because we think he's dead, but then he's not dead.
He's
just
not dead.
Bleeding from his head a little bit.
I remember watching, because I was like, how's he dead? Because he's the bad guy of the movie. Not dead.
Whoa!
Canonically, Fast 9, the previous movie, finishes in 2021. It starts in 2016,
Little
ends
like
in 2021,
five.
And has flashbacks to the 90s.
Wait, it starts in 2016?
I don't understand this either. I'm
what
going
by... What the fuck happens
no,
at the doesn't. Start of the...
Well, because maybe it's somebody coming out of jail.
With the Toretto family history flashbacks aside,
yeah.
The bulk of F9 is supposedly set 2 years after Fate of the Furious,
okay.
Holding true to the conception aging of little Brian. That means that this entry should slot either into 2016 or 2017, but that's another best guess.
Oh, okay.
As again, we've seen yada, yada, yada.
The chronology yeah. is
It gets
confusing
because 3 is a sequel to 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 3 is very much the early 2000s because everyone has flip phones.
Yeah, big time.
Well, people have, I don't know if you noticed, but a lot of people have flip phones in this movie
yeah, that's
as well.
True.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the family.
iPhone and Samsung Galaxy not invented in this universe.
Yeah. Anyway, basically Jason Momoa wants revenge against the family.
Yeah.
And he... It's such a long movie. I'm struggling to even remember how we go from that barbecue at the start to...
What's her face? Charlize Theron
Charlize
shows up.
Theron. Cypher turns up.
All she's, busted
she's
up.
She's like, the devil's coming.
I don't know why she did that.
Because the enemy of my enemy is you.
You know? So they're friends now.
But
they
what did
together.
She expect? She gets arrested again. Obviously, I guess maybe even before she was getting arrested, she knew that she was going to break yeah. out or whatever.
Maybe,
but
it was a big galaxy brain move. Safest place is in Antarctica, where she ends up.
I also think that there'll be a reveal that Cypher and Brie Larson's character,
yeah.
who they jokingly call Little Miss Nobody,
yeah.
but her name in the movie is Tess. Of working together.
Yeah, I can see that.
Really, you reckon?
But
well, yeah,
post
yeah.
her, because she's so bad in the movies that yeah. it's hard for her to be forgiven.
She shot Dom's ex, the mother of Lil B, in the yeah. head.
And yeah. a new character's sister that we get introduced to in this. This movie has a lot of surprise new family entries.
Fucking guys. Anyway, so Jason Momoa, he basically tricks La Familia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He sets them up. And they're
with
gonna blow
fake intel.
With fake intel, so they accidentally blow up the Vatican.
Yeah.
Nearly
they
blow
nearly
up blow
up the Vatican, but Dom does an incredible move
yeah.
where he drives his car into a crane, which sort of like swings the bomb ball into a river.
We're just doing the recap.
I'm just recapping.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
So then, but now it means that they basically
They're number one wanted terrorists in the world.
Yeah.
Dom being number one.
Yeah. We get a great scene.
La Familia being number two.
Yeah.
We get a great scene where a new character,
yeah.
new nobody,
yeah.
who's in charge of the agency,
yeah.
he basically recounts the Fast and the Furious movies.
Yeah, which is cool.
He says, they're actually bad guys. Brie Larson says, no, they're good guys. In the bombing
New Mr. Nobody makes a great point of saying, they make a lot of cops bad guys with them.
Yeah, yeah.
They convert via yeah. barbecues.
Anyway, we'll get to it.
There's a couple of moments in this that are very self-referential to yeah. the point of like, we know.
We know, shut up. You don't have to point it out. In a way, I know I'm doing a recap, but yeah, because part of what makes the Fast and the Furious movies is the feeling like that the people making the movies aren't in on the joke.
Yeah.
And the moment they are in on the joke, it kind of wrecks it a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're public enemy number one.
Yeah.
And they're split up across the entire world. They're split up across the world.
Dom goes to Rio.
Yeah. Tej, Roman, and Beans.
Beans.
They yeah. go to London in yep. a shipping container.
Yep.
Letty and Cypher are in Antarctica in a black site. And then basically
Tess floats around a bit.
The bulk of the movie is various sort of like set pieces where they're trying to meet up together again.
Yeah.
We are introduced to the sister of Dom's ex, the mother of Lil B.
Yep, so Lil B's second auntie.
Yeah.
First aunt.
No. But like second as in like
second auntie introduced in the movie.
Right, okay, cool.
So
cool. Yeah, I understand.
Mia
what
is auntie
yes.
one and
yes.
this is auntie two.
Yeah, yeah, I thought you were saying second aunt as if as
no,
as in
not
people
as in
would
like
say
second
a second cousin.
No.
Yeah.
We are introduced to Pete Davidson's character.
Yeah, his name is Bowie.
Yeah,
honestly, we could skip this part.
We're introduced to him. Really, Shaw turns up again.
Yeah, Shaw's back. Gazelle's back.
Gazelle's back. Gazelle turns back. Comes up at the very.
What's she back with? Oh, she's back with that submarine.
The submarine's back
from eight.
From eight. Yeah, the submarine returns.
That's submarine's good. Back.
Anyway, so they're all trying to meet up together again, and Jason Momoa, he wants to really make the family suffer, and he wants to steal Lil B. And through various machinations,
yep.
He does steal Lil B for a bit, but then Dom steals Lil B back.
He steals Lil B from literally yanking him off the back of a car.
Yeah.
Through the window.
Yeah, exactly. John Cena, i.e. Dom's brother,
Jacob,
is back as well.
Yeah.
Then he kills himself in a cannon car. It's a very crazy scene. At the very end of the movie, Dom and Lil B are in Dom's car. The what's it called? The Crusher? Whatever it is.
Dodge Charger?
The Charger.
I thought I thought you were saying it had a name. And
No, it's the Charger. So they're in the Charger. There's two oil tankers, like the sort of oil tank trucks, coming to smash Dom and Lil B on a bridge, remote controlled by Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Cleverly foreshadowed earlier in the movie when they use a remote control car in Rome.
Yeah.
They explode together. Dom drives off the dam. At the same time, Mr. New Nobody, who we thought was
good.
He started bad.
Became law familiar.
No, but he was good bad, not just bad. He was like
they're criminals.
Yeah.
And then he imprisons Dom, but then Jason Momoa comes and attacks his guys, and he's like, damn, you were right, Dom. But then in the end, no, he was always working for Jason Momoa.
He was bad.
And he shoots down Roman Tej and Beans in a plane.
Rest in peace to Beans.
They crash into a mountain. Dom drives down the dam, and then Jason Momoa's like, yeah, you're safe, but actually not, because I'm going to blow up the dam.
And then he blows up the dam.
We don't see what happens. There's a cliffhanger the movie ends on. Then we cut to Letty and Cypher in a talk. And they see Gazelle in the sub.
From eight.
Post-credit scene is that Jason Momoa is also after, get this, Hob.
Yeah.
Of Hobbs and Shaw fame.
Because Hob. Rock Hobbs back.
Rock Hobson.
The entire movie is Jason Momoa being like, you killed my dad, Dominic Toretto, so I'm going to make you suffer. And then the final part of the movie is him being like, but actually, Hob, you pulled the trigger.
Actually, you killed my dad.
You killed my dad, so it's time for you to suffer.
It happens a bit in the movie as well, but that post-credit scene feels like a scene from Saw.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, okay.
Jason Momoa is the Joker.
Yeah, he is.
And Vin Diesel is Batman,
mm-hmm.
and the family is the Bat family.
Yeah.
That's what's happened here.
Okay, so going into this,
yeah.
I'd heard, you told me, Dushan, and I'd seen it in other places, that the magic was gone from the Fast and the Furious franchise. Do you think that's true?
No, but I think it's different magic now. I think the ridiculous magic in this movie is just people popping up and being like, hey, I'm this person's brother or sister. And you're like, that's sick.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think apart from the crane thing in Rome, I don't think there's really any car stuff that's as like stupid, like fun, stupid, or ridiculous stupid as the other movies. And I think this movie looks like shit in some scenes. Like, the direction is a lot worse.
Yeah, I think
it misses Justin Lin.
Yeah, the direction and the editing of some of the scenes becomes really, you know, like, it's a thing people don't talk about really, but the Fast and the Furious, like, chase sequences are often filmed in a very coherent, watchable way. But I don't think that was kind of present for a lot of this.
This one cuts, because, usually, like, if you're shooting an action movie, if you've got, like, kind of long-ish takes, you can tell what's going on in the action. Yeah. But that's obviously harder to do because it requires more choreography because you can't hide it with cuts.
Yeah.
And Fast and Furious usually commits to that.
But not
this time, no.
There's a lot of cuts. And even in some of, the fight scenes, it would be like, wait, where is, like, I don't really know what I'm seeing. And this scene is clearly kind of disconnected from the other ones. So it was missing a bit of that. It did, like we said at the start, that kind of self-referential in on the joke.
It stops that pretty quickly. It happens a bunch at the start.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know what you're talking about. I feel like the movies have been like that for a while.
I disagree. Because the movies have been like, we're dumb. But when New Nobody was like, it's like a cult. All you require is a barbecue and your friends. I'm like, that's the joke people make on the internet.
Yeah.
You know? I've never seen them do that in the movies.
I'm not 100% sure I believe you.
Can you think
of
an example in like the other movies, like in Nine?
Well, I guess I can't think of a specific example.
Because the movies are usually sincere.
Yeah.
And when you remove, when you have jokes like that, that wrecks the sincerity.
Yeah, for me anyway, yeah. What do you think, though, like as an example, what do you mean you think that's there before? Like, do you,
well,
like
I
in
feel
terms
like,
of tone? In
I
terms
feel,
of-
yeah, I feel 100% like if you went back to previous movies, you could 100%, especially with Tyrese and...
Okay, do you want to use real names or fake names? Because you've used Tyrese, which is his real name, so the word you're looking for is Ludacris, or you want to go Tej and Roman.
Yeah. Tej and Roman, sure. Yeah. Well, I feel like with Tej and Roman, you could absolutely find previous examples.
The only thing I can think
of... In the last movie, Roman thinks that he's God's gift to Earth because he can't die.
Yeah.
And, like, when they go to space, they're like, what the fuck, we're in space now.
Yeah, and, like, when... But I think that...
Wasn't that literally also them going to space? Wasn't that literally a joke that people were talking about that they then included
yeah,
in the movie?
Yeah, but the way they put it in the movie works
I think
in
what
a
would what
way.
Would have made it yeah. like okay. this movie for me is if when they went into space, another character was like, of course they'd go into space. That's like the logical conclusion for the next place for them to go.
Yeah.
Whereas in the movie, they just went to space and were like, what the fuck, we're yeah. in space. Which that, feels different to me.
It's, okay. It's,
yeah. Like, that also suits their characters, where just having someone be like, the Fast and the Furious family, they take cups, they give them one beer yeah. and one barbecue, and then everyone's La Familia. What the frick is this?
It's the kind of friend of the show, Alexi Toliopoulos, somewhere, you said, Dusha, kind of used the phrase like the MCU-ification.
I think it was actually a friend of the show, Angus Truscott, one of the hosts of Hey Fam.
Well, yeah, so I think that... is that's like an MCU bit to be like, yeah. what am I doing here fighting Thanos? Whereas Roman thinking he's invincible is sort of a Looney Tunes bit.
Yeah. And he's so sincere when he says it. Yeah. He's like, because he's like, there's something that's been on my mind. Like, I've got like a secret I need to tell you. Yeah. I think I can't die.
Yeah. Which has yet to be disproven.
Yeah.
I think the magic's still there, but I think the problem is, it's not the magic has changed, it's that there's a lot of other bullshit. I think that slowly and steadily, so much shit, so much magic has been heaped upon magic that it's starting to go a little bit off.
Oh, yeah.
And you can smell it through the cracks.
I think I took a lot of joy from scenes that were just, like, insane.
Yeah.
Like, characters walking in and being... like, Dom's like, hey, you're a long-lost brother of my sister, and we're all family here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, what the... That's
what
funny.
Is going on? Or, like, this sort of...
They just kept bringing back character... Like, it's because the first half of this is, like, very, like... You said it in the movie, yeah. like, lore-heavy.
Yeah, it's a very lore-heavy yeah. Fast and the Furious movie.
Honestly, in that respect, I might call it worse than what you might think of a Marvel movie. Yeah. Honestly...
Oh.
I really,
really.
There were parts
where I
was like,
"Did you see Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania?"
We did it too. We reviewed it together.
Did you see Thor: Love and Thunder, dude?
I did. Yeah.
Honestly, ass.
That movie sucks so bad.
Honestly,
dude.
I think it's worse.
That's crazy.
What?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Who are you, every nerd on the internet? Actually, the Fast and Furious movies make you stupider than Marvel
yeah.
movies, and Marvel movies are actually just good
they're
blockbuster entertainment.
Yeah, they're for jocks, not for cool nerds.
I would say
like
ultimately
me.
Fast 10 is better than either of those yeah. movies, but I would say it goes higher, but it also goes lower.
That's crazy. For me,
I can't
Thor
imagine...
Love and Thunder is probably would be top sorry, bottom three movies I've ever seen in my life. Possibly the very bottom.
Okay.
It's pretty bad.
I took so little joy out of that movie. It's really unfathomable.
Yeah. Yeah. Thor Love and Thunder is truly a stinking
it's
movie.
It's really bad. It made me hate Taika Waititi.
Yeah,
and I liked Taika Waititi beforehand.
He'd already started to annoy me before
well,
Love
yes,
and Thunder,
absolutely.
Which was a problem going into Love and Thunder, but he didn't fix it.
But like, the Hunt for the Wilder People.
It made me, yeah. That's
great movie.
I've seen Boy, though, which is a
great,
masterpiece.
Great movie. What We Do in the Shadows, heaps of
oh,
fun.
Oh, that's fun.
Thor Love and Thunder, holy shit.
Free Guy?
Free Guy? Great movie, dude. Kingsman. Is he in one of the Kingsmans?
I don't think he's any of the Kingsmans.
Okay.
You're thinking of Eggy?
Yeah,
no,
maybe.
Eggsy? That's his name. Eggy. His name's not Eggy, but Eggsy is just as dumb as
just
a name.
Just stupid, yeah.
To briefly revisit Fast 10, I find that...
Keep it brief, come on.
I find that the Fast and Furious movies benefit really heavily from... you never thinking about what happened previously.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is, but in this movie specifically, I couldn't help but think, well, why did this happen earlier on then? I just kept going back.
The design of this movie is intended for that to happen. Because the Fast and the Furious movies are connected, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like...
Yeah.
No. Like, it's kind of like one of those movies that relies on you not... Like, it does... You're not benefited from watching all of them before the next one comes out. You just gotta, you'd be like, I've seen it before, I vaguely remember it, it doesn't matter if it doesn't quite line up.
And I guess with this
Sorry, go on.
I was just gonna say, which I think ties into what you're saying, because the first half of this movie is like, hey, remember this?
Yes.
It causes you to think more about the previous film.
So it makes less sense because you do kind of get something from watching the previous movies, and they've never done that up until now.
And you can tell as well that that's clearly someone somewhere. Yeah. I want to say Vin Diesel being like, well, this is the end.
Yeah.
So it's got to all tie together, but that's actually a mistake.
Well, yeah, because it does, like, in broad strokes, it does follow the same kind of beats as, like, Infinity War.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's like, they're constantly trying to do a thing, they're the bad... Well, it's like Civil War mixed with the start of Infinity War.
Yeah.
Or Captain America's arc.
But basically, there's a real... The kind of superhero stuff, which, and this feels weird to say, was sort of on, it was not at the forefront.
Yeah.
It was there. I mean, like, there's that scene in one of the, maybe Fast 8, where Dom slams the ground with his foot saying, the street always wins, and collapses an entire building.
I remember, that's 7.
Yeah.
Because that's when he's fighting Shaw.
Oh, that's right, of course.
But not Owen Shaw, the other.
No,
the, Deckard. Shaw's brother.
Deckard Shaw. So, like, it was always there, but in this one, it's like, it's not like these are
superheroes. That's the thing about the streets.
The street always wins. I think the difference is, in the previous Fast and the Furious movies, they were super heroic characters in an action movie.
Yeah.
But now it feels like they're super heroic characters in a superhero movie, almost, like the way it's plotted out. Which does detract a little bit from it. But I still really appreciate how full-on stupid it is.
I like what they do with cars. They don't have superpowers. They've just got cars. And cars can do whatever you want them to do.
Cars can do anything.
A great line I couldn't stop quoting it partway through the movie where... for some reason, new Mr. Nobody and Toretto are having this conversation where new Mr. Nobody... It feels like... This is referencing some grander conversation, but they've never had this previous conversation.
Oh, yeah.
New Mr. Nobody is like, your time has passed, your age is over, which is not a theme that they've discussed previously.
There's drone cars in...
Like 5, probably.
No, it's either...
It's in 7. 7 has the cars that fall out of the sky. Or maybe
that might be
6.
8. No,
maybe
that's 8. It's 8. It's the one that Charlize Theron's
sci-fi,
in.
Of course.
But, I mean, I guess maybe they're... But at no point in that movie, maybe I'm wrong, do at any point does Cypher be like, the age of the human driver is over, it's now robots. But Mr. Nobody is no longer can one man behind a wheel make a difference. And that is so funny. That is not...
The age of one man behind a wheel making a difference is over. What age? What?
What are you talking about?
It's incredible.
Well, the end of the movie, we end with characters all in wild spots. The movie wants you to think that Tej, Roman, and Beans are dead in a plane crash. They want you to think that Dom and Little B have drowned in a dam explosion.
Yeah.
No.
Lenny and Cypher are in Antarctica. Jacob's dead.
Jacob full on dies. Jacob commits suicide
with a cannonball car.
He has a car that has cannons on either side.
Yeah.
And
can fire forwards or backwards?
Forwards or backwards, but then he runs out of gas.
Yeah.
And he's like, Lil B. This is the end for me. And he rotates the cannon so they're facing the ground.
Which is just a button in his car.
Yeah, fires them all at once, springs into the air, and then slams into the bad guy's cars, exploding. Truly, like, that shit is why I'm like, there's still a bit of magic there. You know what I mean?
There were a lot of great scenes. Dom's brother, what's his name?
Jacob.
When Jacob first comes to save Little B, and they're having that fight in the house where people are shooting through walls and stuff, I thought that's great.
Yeah.
I loved that, watching a fight happen in two different rooms and they're affecting each other's fights.
Absolutely. I think that definitely this movie still retained that, like... the Fast and the Furious movies are so creative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't really know anywhere else you can go. Well, John Wick.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, to get that kind of creative action. John Wick probably will be better on the whole, but still.
Have either of you seen John Wick Chapter 4?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. So, Jackson, there is a scene in the movie that is an homage to Hotline Miami.
Oh, that's awesome.
In John Wick Chapter 4. Although, actually, it's an homage to a different game, but that game was based on Hotline Miami.
Yeah, fair, fair.
And you're like, oh, that's cool in itself. But then they give John a ridiculous weapon for it. And I was like, wow, they really went above and beyond.
That's awesome.
And that's why Fast and Furious is also good, because it'll usually be like, okay, here's something crazy.
Yeah.
But what if we then add this extra layer?
Absolutely. Like in the Vatican, they're like, right, here's a ball bomb.
That I thought was a great scene as well.
Yeah.
They're racing the ball as it's going down, knocking it around. People are playing with like the physics of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's fun.
I suspect that part two will be a significantly better movie, but it will probably feel weird because it won't have a start.
Yes.
Maybe.
And because, yeah, like everyone will be where the movie wants them to be and we'll kind of know what's going on. And then we'll probably end with a big reveal of another villain.
And also, like, we just can't, there's like no one else to introduce, right? Who else do you have?
Well, I brought back.
They'll figure it out.
Well, okay, so
Hobbs and Gazelle need to be introduced again properly.
Yeah, also, Girl,
Mr. Nobody will come back.
Yeah, and what's the girl cop that was Hobbs's partner?
Who then became Dom's wife, who then.
Oh, you reckon? You mean I'm thinking that as well.
Lil B's mom isn't coming back. They need to keep her dead.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you're right.
I feel like maybe she might.
She got full on shot in the head.
I don't know.
So did Han, like, twice.
Yeah, no, Han exploded.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
And
that
he just climbed into a manhole.
If she came back, it wouldn't be the wildest thing they've done. It might not be top 10.
That'd have to be like she had a fake head.
Or she just survived the gunshot.
I mean,
you see, it's a rare instance where I'm pretty sure you see her body.
Yeah, you do. Look, I don't think it's going to happen, really. But if they did it, it would be a great way to make Cypher.
Cypher comes back in.
Well, that's how they fixed Shaw, even though he killed everyone in a hospital. They were like, the Han's not dead, so it's fine.
He can be part of Owen.
Owen Shaw will probably come back.
Oh, that's right.
Luke,
of course.
Luke Evans?
Yeah, yeah. Probably he'll return.
The sister Shaw as well.
Oh, yeah.
From Hobbs and Shaw.
Of course.
They can drag her in easy.
I forget her character's name, but the actress is Vanessa Kirby.
Yeah. Mm. Also, maybe the Tokyo Drift people, they were back for 9.
Oh, yeah. Where's Lucas Black?
I wanted them back so bad.
Bring back
they were
Sean.
Great. Yeah. They were great in 9.
In canon, meant to be like 21, looks 50.
Oh, yeah. He looks so old.
Oh, fuck. I guess this is the question. How do we think that they're going to get... So the movie ends, the dam is exploded.
Yeah.
Dominic Toretto and Lil B are in the danger of getting washed away by a lake's worth of water. Now,
Lil B is like 9.
I have already stated how I think they're going to do this one. I think Dominic Toretto is just going to body it. I think he's just going to take it.
You both had theories straight out of the movie. One was that they'll just get hit with the dam and it'll be fine. They'll just get washed away, but then they'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember if this is your theory, Jackson, or if this is just a second Adam theory
of
the movie will just start after that's happened and it won't explain.
Oh, that would be so funny.
My theory was that it will be the opening credits.
Oh, yeah.
So I think they'll get hit by the water and we will get like slow-mo shots of Dom and Lil B getting washed around while the sort of titles are happening.
Dun, 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 dun. Did you know that you're a killer.
yeah. As that, and we'll maybe see them floating around, and because it's in the opening credits, it'll be easier to suspend our disbelief that they aren't just immediately eviscerated.
My theory is that Gazelle, Letty, and Cypher escaping Antarctica has actually happened. Like, they're not all happening at the same time.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing,
And they're somehow going to have the submarine save them.
That would be crazy. Like, they get knocked into a big lake and then the submarine rises. Yeah, I can see that.
I think what's going to happen is they will body the water, but I think they'll be drowning.
Yeah.
And then the submarine will emerge from the ocean.
That would be so
funny. It's really hard to imagine Dominic Toretto drowning.
Yeah.
Can you picture him struggling in the water? I can picture him bobbing like a cork.
It also means that the action, like, you can open with a cold open action sequence of Letty, Cypher, and Gazelle fighting people.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's still a cool opening where you're not just immediately opening the movie with someone being hit with a wall of water.
Okay, well, what about Tej, Roman, and Beans? How do we think they're going to get out of the exploding plane?
I think
parachutes.
Yeah, well, I think from memory they had some cars or something like that in the cargo area. I reckon maybe they just pull a, get in the car,
drive out,
bail
the car.
Out. Yeah.
It isn't hard to, in the Fast and Furious world,
survive a plane crash.
Yeah, you can do it.
Cypher survives in this movie an elevator dropping 20 floors.
Yeah, that's right.
She's well, she had bruised. A guy to land on, so it's all fine.
She hits cushioned. The ceiling.
Yeah, and then she lands on a guy, though. That softens the blow. They literally do that thing, though, where the car comes out of the plane in this movie.
Yeah.
And it's very funny, because when I...
They've done it with parachutes before, but I think this is the first of the Fast movies where they've just driven a car out of a plane.
In those types of cargo planes, it is possible to actually, if you've got like a long, straight runway or whatever, it is possible to have a car come out of the back in real life.
Yeah.
And I was expecting the, oh yeah, the plane gets really low, lowers the thing, Dom just comes out.
No.
But no, they, from like, still the plane is in the air, Dom just jumps out.
Yeah, and he lands on two cars and they explode and flip and his car's fine.
Yeah. That's so
he's
dumb.
Never, he's
I love
never
it.
In trouble. Yeah. He's never in trouble.
And then that action sequence, so he lands his car onto two cars, which explodes those cars, then two helicopters shoot harpoons into his cars, and then he drives his car off a bridge.
That's where you get a great line from Jason Momoa where he says, "You want to know how you beat your dad in a street race?" He's talking to Little B.
Yeah.
"Get rid of the street." What the fuck does that mean?
Well, they're trying to lift him into the sky.
Yeah, there's no street in the air. What was your least favorite moment of the movie?
I didn't like... The end of the movie when they drive down the dam should have been sick, but it looked like ass.
Yeah,
and I was sad how dog shit it looked.
Yeah, I agree.
But I did like that they did a throwback to the early Fast and the Furious movies in that scene where when he activated the NOS, it went in, the camera went into the NOS.
Yeah, that's right. Went down his sweaty arm. Yeah. Oh, that was cool. Funny.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Funny. Yeah.
His sweaty, entirely CGI
home. Yeah. And we got a great, kind of panning camera shot of Little B's very, like, 8-year-old face being like, whoa! That was pretty funny. For me, I think my least favorite part of every Fast and the Furious movie is Beans. And, like, obviously, Beans, great name.
Yeah, it is a great name.
I have never once found her performance believable or anything. I don't know.
Oh,
she
that's
sucks.
The other fucking, the other part of the movie that, like, breaks the Fast and the Furious tone, where... Because Beans, this whole thing is in the previous movie, she can't really drive and doesn't know fuck about cars. She's a hacker.
Yeah.
But in this movie, at the start, her introduction, she's like, oh, that sounds like a something-something with a something-something engine.
Yeah.
And then Tej is like, looks at her, and she's like, yeah, I know things now.
Oh, yeah, that was the most MCU fucking, I know things now. It was, loathsome.
I don't hate Beans, though.
I don't like Beans. I've never liked Beans. Nah, not
Beans?
Even when Beans was first introduced.
Nah.
No, actually, I liked Beans in...
I'm a Beans defender.
I'm a Beans detractor.
I
What's the opposite of a stan?
Yeah, huh?
What's the opposite of a stan.
Eminem.
Hater.
A hater's the opposite of a stan.
A beans stan and a beans Eminem.
I did like Beans in 9, where...
How is stan and Eminem the opposites?
Well, because Eminem...
Wrote stan, which
yeah,
is what the...
No, it's stan writes to Eminem.
They're on either ends of the letter.
You went into the move, the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went into the origin of
Eminem's like, hey, brother, sorry, I only just got your letters. Hope you didn't kill your wife.
My favorite part about this Eminem song, Stan, is that he writes in his note when he realizes that Stan killed his wife on the news.
Yeah.
He's writing a letter back and he's like, oh my God, it was you. But that's part of what he wrote.
Yeah.
What did he do with that letter?
I guess gave it to cops.
Yeah, threw it in the bin. I don't know.
Made a song out of it, clearly.
Yeah, that's based on a true story. It's not.
Yeah. No, but I did like Beans in 9 because this is like it kind of good Beans is when she's driving a car.
She's stuck driving a car.
And she's
like,
what she's doing.
What the fuck? Oh, Cheerio, Governor,
everywhere.
This fucking car, I don't know, fucking shit. Oh.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
My least favorite parts of the movie are anytime there. This movie had a lot of scenes and characters that I was like, I don't know why this is here. This character, you already have one of these. Yeah. Why are you introducing a new one?
Yeah,
or well. This scene feels entirely... The most egregious, mm-hmm. in my opinion, was the fucking... what's his name? Saturday Night Live guy. I forget his name.
Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson. His entire scene... I wished it wasn't in the movie.
Well, yeah, that's just there. So Beans is like, I know who we can buy stuff off. And then he's like, I betrayed you. And then they're like, aw.
That scene exists so that Pete Davidson can be in the movie.
Han takes mushrooms in that movie, scene, and then nothing comes.
I forgot about that.
I know, that was, well, honestly.
He's just snacking, and then he's like, whoa. But he doesn't say anything. He just looks, he's just going to look at his face like, whoa.
In that scene, they keep throwing dust in the air, or they do it twice.
I have no idea.
What dust?
I don't know where that came from.
I don't know where the dust came from.
I thought I missed something, and I'm assuming if none of us
knew. No, apparently not.
So the scene, for those who don't know.
They have a fight in the computer
shop.
So
they go, they're like, we need.
A land cafe.
They get hacked by Jason Momoa, and they're like, we need to get new equipment. Beans says, I know a place. They go to a land, like a shitty land
cafe.
Computer place, cafe.
Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson, thank
playing
you.
Bowie.
Bowie's there.
Yep.
And Bowie's like, yeah, I'll help you out.
Yeah, hey guys, it's me, Pete Davidson.
So earlier on it was established.
Yeah, I'd love to help you out.
Not too bad, I betrayed you. So earlier it's established that Roman.
I dated Ariana Grande.
How'd that happen?
And Kim Kardashian.
Roman Fun fact, he's on Discord that entire time.
Yeah, he's chatting.
He has Discord
friends.
Open on his computer.
Yeah.
Roman has a bunch of cash strapped to his front for some reason.
Yeah, because he doesn't trust banks.
He never says why. He never says why, and I think that's great.
Also, like, surely the amount of money he has on him can't be enough for what
that,
they need.
That amount of money is not enough for guns and tanks and planes.
I don't know what was going on there.
He has... No, he says in the movie, he's got... It's either 1 or 2 million strapped to him.
That's crazy. Did not look like that much.
Could not have possibly been.
Although I think a million looks like way less.
Oh, yeah, A million is a lot smaller than
but
I
still,
think it is. But it's still not enough for the equipment they end up having.
But yeah, so they go in. They
what
go to
hang on, what equipment do they get, though?
They get the big plane. They get everything in the plane.
No, they get all
cars.
That from Shaw.
That's from Shaw.
True, they do too.
But,
Well, I guess they do get nothing from that cash. Well, I retract my statement.
Tej and Roman have a fight for some reason. I don't know. They were getting at each other's throats because Roman planned the Rome trip. He
Tej
had the bad
keeps
email.
Calling Rome and stupid.
Yeah.
And Roman hates that.
He's not into it.
It's all about the money as well. He keeps saying,
get,
hey,
receipts,
get receipts.
Get receipts. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. It's not a good scene.
I'm going to literally Google what powder Roman keeps throwing in the
I
air.
I don't know if the internet will know.
I didn't like is that I feel like Brie Larson was underused.
Yeah.
She's a good actress and charming and fun, and she's fun in the bar scene, and then they give her nothing else.
Yeah, she doesn't really... It's this funny thing with...
I think her character is probably the biggest indication of what they're actually doing, which is like she's doing not much in this movie, so presumably she can have a bigger role in the next one.
Yeah.
They'll probably team her and Hobbs up.
I think it's weird as well that this movie introduced so many new characters and reintroduce so many old characters.
Yeah.
Like, if you're doing the reintroduce old characters...
You don't need new characters.
You really don't need to be chucking in Brie Larson or any of these other, you know... And I feel like, as well, like, the Fast and Furious movies have always been pretty good at introducing new characters. And, like, as much as I don't like Beans, they were like, hey, here's another lady, and she's a hacker or whatever.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, that's something they don't have, and that worked in the Cypher movie because... they were up against a hacker.
Yeah.
But in this one, they introduce sister, you know, new auntie for Lil B. She's just an old, like.
What was the, whose sister is it? Eleanor.
Eleanor, that's right.
Eleanor's sister.
What is, she's just another street racer. Like, yeah. I don't, and then Brie Larson.
Well, they do it for the scene where they can be like a cop and a street racer. They're not so different off the
rails. They can be friends.
So that you can think of Dom and Brian.
And Dom starts crying, we're supposed to assume, I suppose, that they do hang out regularly.
Yeah.
That's nice that he loves his friend so much that even just thinking about him makes him cry.
Brie Larson looks amazing, and like all of her outfits, incredible.
Yeah.
And the scene in the bar, also great. But they have two of those characters already that they don't use.
Yeah.
Mr. Nobody. And Clint Eastwood's kid. I forget his name.
Scott Eastwood.
Yeah.
Mr. Nobody and Little Nobody.
Yeah.
Mr. Nobody is not in the movie. And I guess, yeah, they want to do something with that later on.
He'll come back.
But Scott Eastwood is in the movie at the beginning
start.
And
he's
then
Rome,
just leaves.
He's like, no, he's not in Rome. He raids the house.
Yeah, he's in Rome.
He's in Rome.
Yeah. He's like, I've got the diffusing thing for the bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's in Rome and then
he's like,
leaves.
I need to physically get there to defuse the bomb, but we don't see him after that.
Yeah. He gets thrown out of a car?
Yeah.
I think that's the last time we see him.
Whoa, rest
no,
in peace.
I thought he was going to die, but then he does jump out definitely in time. We see him roll to safety.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know. And also, I think previously in the Fast and the Furious movies, the characterization of these movies is not, you know, it's not Shakespeare or whatever. But, like, everybody's got wonderful broad strokes, so you know who everybody is, you know what they're about.
Yeah.
Brie Larson wasn't really given much.
No.
They were like, she's tough.
It's because they're introducing too many things at the end. I don't know why they're doing that.
Well, presumably, I guess, in
the
next
team her
couple,
up with Hobbs.
Yeah.
Get Shaw in there as well, and Hobbs and Shaw also has another Beans, but I can't remember her
name.
Yeah,
there is another Beans.
She's Eggs. Shaw's sister.
Yeah, Shaw's sister. Eggs Shaw. Well, okay, so this was a point of contention. So in this movie, the end, like we said, Hobb gets
Hobb. H-O-B. Hobb.
Hobb and Eggs.
Hobb walks into a saw trap.
Yeah. And it's Dante, Jason Momoa's character, and he says, you pull the trigger and kill my dad, I'm going to make you suffer too.
Yeah.
And earlier in the movie as well, Deckard Shaw finds out that his mum is going to be killed by Dante's men, and he's like, well, I've got to go save her.
Yep.
And he disappears in a car.
Hattie Shaw, that's her name.
Ah, there you go. That's Eggs.
Yeah, Eggs. And Ramsey is Beans.
Yeah.
In case someone wants to pull us up on that.
We know what we're talking about.
I know
we've just
who
given
Ramsey
them better
is,
names.
But I like when I couldn't remember her name and her name became Beans.
But yeah, so, and we see as well, Deckard, like, he gears up for the fight.
He puts about 15 guns into a bag.
Yeah.
And a couple of grenades.
And now,
too many guns.
Like, yeah, I was going to say, if I'm going in a one-man army and I got grenades and I got guns, I'm going to need more grenades than guns.
But I'd be really scared to have loose grenades in my backpack. I don't know.
Yeah, she'll be right. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Loose guns I'm more scared about, to be honest.
But anyway, so
puts the bag on, bullets just fly it's just an explosion. You shouldn't have put all that stuff in a loose bag.
That's probably not the smartest move. But anyway, so I was saying, and Adam was agreeing, I think, that we reckon Hobbs and Shaw 2.
Won't happen.
But it seems,
it really feels like they're setting up for it.
I think you're probably right, because I was looking at Wikipedia on the drive home and they were like, we can't get a script together. But the reason it seems like it should be a Hobbs and Shaw 2 is because it feels like the post-credit scene is basically they're like, Dante's coming after Hobb as well.
Yeah.
And that feels like a weird thing to introduce into the second movie where Hobb is having his first encounter with, you know what I mean? Feels like it'd just be kind of like a bit weird. And because
actually, that's how the movie will open. It'll open with, it'll be that post-credit scene or a longer version of it.
Mm.
And then Hobb, we realize that that's set probably towards the start of 10.
Yeah.
Hobb will have known what's going on the whole time, and he's been trying to get to Dom. Hobb and Dom. That's what they should. Forget about Hobbs and Shaw,
Hobb
too.
And Dom.
Make Hobb and Dom.
Yeah, does Vin Diesel have beef with anyone? All right, so they have straight up beef.
Yes.
They don't want to work together.
So there's a lot of speculation about this.
Yeah.
So basically, during the production of Fast 9, or might even date it back to... No, it must have been 8, because The Rock's not in 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was 8.
The Rock was like, there's a candy ass on set, and he sucks, and I hate him. And then everyone was like, whoa, who's he talking about? And then it came out it was Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
And Vin Diesel kept posting very condescending things, like photoshopping himself to look bigger than The Rock. And, like, was like, why are we fighting? Don't your kids call me Uncle Vin? And then, yeah, so it became very real. And everyone was like, well,
you
The Rock's
can,
never going
to... You can imagine them conflicting on set because... I imagine Vin Diesel takes these movies so seriously.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he talks about them like they're a mythology or whatever.
Yeah.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson is one of those actors that doesn't really seem like he cares about movies at all. So I can imagine that them
he
kind
cares
of
enough
heads.
That, spoilers, his goatee's back. That was gone in Hobbs and Shaw.
That's true. That's true. I saw somebody recently comparing Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And being like, Arnold Schwarzenegger sought out like good writers and really good movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he made a legacy.
Do you know
Dwayne The Rock Johnson just did.
Sorry, what was that name?
Do you know that's how he got the...
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Have you heard the story about how he got the role of Terminator in the first Terminator movie?
I think, but I forget.
So he tried out to be not the Terminator, but... guy who goes back.
John Connors.
No, no John Kyle Connors. Reese.
Yeah, Kyle Reese. So he originally tried to be, went to read for Kyle Reese and director man.
James Cameron.
James Cameron. Takes it. It's a wonder I remember anything. It's specifically names in my defense. Yeah, I remember everything about the names. Anyway, James Cameron and him are chatting afterwards. And Arnold Schwarzenegger is like, whoever you get to play the Terminator, make sure that it's... Or he'd seen someone else auditioning for the Terminator, and he's like, don't get that person because they're doing it really badly. Yeah. And James Cameron's like, why? And Arnold Schwarzenegger has this really long spiel about what makes a good Terminator or what would make a good Terminator because he's like, you need to have someone who acts like a machine.
Yeah, yeah.
A big thing is they can't look at the gun when they're using the gun because a machine is not looking at the machine. Machine's not thinking about it or whatever. And James Cameron's like, you're my Terminator.
Yeah, there you go. That's great.
Anyway, I was just adding on to the Arnold Schwarzenegger being, like, kind of interested in movie
making.
But it
always seems like Dwayne The Rock Johnson just doesn't really give a shit.
Also, you got to remember that Arnold did, like, he was the villain in his first movie.
Yeah.
He was happy to lose. He didn't, like... He then made real fucking stupid comedies, which is fine.
I think it's awesome.
It's so sad
that there was...
Twins 2 is not happening, apparently.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome there was a period of time where Arnold Schwarzenegger was in like a bunch of like movies where he played an American dad.
Yeah.
And we as a nation...
We were like, Jingle All The Way? Yeah, we
like,
believe
yeah,
him as
this
a suburban
dad. Austrian man. Sure.
That's the average American joke.
Yeah,
his name's
right.
Like John Ryder or something.
Yeah, exactly. I can believe that. Why
Jack
not?
Buckley?
All American. An Austrian super mutant. That's awesome. Yeah. Where do we think this trilogy's going?
Dante doesn't. I reckon they spare Dante.
Okay.
They don't kill him.
Yeah.
Because
does he become La Familia?
No, he doesn't become.
I reckon he's gonna become La Familia.
I don't know. I was thinking about it, and I just think it's the only they could. But typically, I feel like there needs to be at least two movies. I don't know if they have the time, basically. But the reason I think that they probably won't kill him outright is because, although I don't know, are the Fast and Furious movies this complex? He has lost his family.
Yes.
And his lack of family is what has made him so villainous.
It's very, a big notable thing in the movie is that he keeps buying or forcing people to work for him.
So he doesn't have many friends or whatever.
Yeah.
So then maybe they'll do a thing where they're like, all your brothers was a family.
What if La Familia do the John Wick 2 thing?
Yeah.
Where at the end of the movie, everyone on Earth is familiar except for Dante. So they all just like get a text.
Well, they did a lot of, there was a lot of John Wick DNA in this movie.
Yeah.
In very funny ways where you're like, I don't know if you really got it. Like there's a scene where...
Well, this is a director of Now You See Me, if that helps paint a picture.
You can see, actually, Now You See Me in this movie quite a bit.
Well, Roman does magic with that white powder.
What is that one?
I don't know.
It's really
weird.
It's
killing me. I need to know.
And the way we see it in the movie.
I think when he first throws it into the air, they're like, what is that? And he's like, you know what that is.
Yeah, and
he's, what the fuck?
Pete Davidson says he's like a ghetto magician, which is a really insane thing for Pete Davidson to be saying.
Don't say that,
I do not know. And then he does it again at the end of the scene.
I googled it. There's no answer.
No one knows.
Yeah.
No one knows what the fuck is going on.
I can tell, dude. It's the crazy movie.
Yeah, it is kind of hard to think, like, how does Fawcett... They'll show Brian again. Yeah. The scenes with Brian at the start of this movie, I think, were new.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Some of them wouldn't have been, but, like, there's a couple
probably,
of...
I think, Brian will probably be there maybe in the third one. It's funny, when it was two, I'm like, I can see how this goes. But with a whole movie in the middle, I don't know. Unless they introduce a bigger villain, which...
Well, and then guess who gets to become La Familia?
Jason Momoa will die before he becomes La Familia. He's the Joker.
He'll be La Familia.
Speaking of comic book shit, though, Vin Diesel has said that his dream villain in Fast and the Furious, which he didn't have enough movies to put in, but now there's a secret bonus third is he wanted a tech billionaire genius who had created like his own like weaponry and stuff like that. To be the big bad and kind of responsible for, like, wanting to pretty much control the world, which was obviously be like an Elon Musk allegory. But also, he wanted Robert Downey Jr. to play him, so meaning that it would be bad Iron Man as the final villain.
That's so good. I love that.
So, there's a scene in this movie.
What's Robert doing? Nothing.
He did Doolittle 2. Doolittle 1, and it sucked a million asses.
He pulled the bagpipes out of a dragon's anus or something?
Yeah, that is how that movie ends. That's the conclusion.
I don't know.
That's crazy, dude. Yeah, he pulls bagpipes out of a dragon's anus.
Yeah, cool. Dragon's farting on him. Heaps.
What is Doolittle?
You know, Dr. Doolittle.
Did they do a remake?
Yeah.
Sort of.
And there's a dragon in it?
Yeah.
Because it's not a remake of... The Eddie Murphy one was a kind of modern take on Dr. Doolittle. He was more of a kind of 1930s sort of adventurer type.
Like Sherlock.
Yeah. And so that Robert Downey Jr., he is kind of, in the movie, he's sort of like a down in his luck, depressed Dr. Doolittle.
This is after Marvel.
Yeah.
This is what he did after,
this is when Iron Man died. He was out of Marvel. This is the first movie he did back. And it was, he's Dr. Doolittle.
Oh, shit. No, I do remember this.
I saw it with Alexi. It was awesome.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, at the end of it, he's got to go and save a dragon because the dragon's angry. And he goes in and he's like, because he's got a Scottish accent in it. He's like, I think I know what this is. And then he pulls a suit of armor, actually, I think, out of the dragon's asshole. And then the dragon farts on him and he probably goes, poo-wee. And that's how it ends. And the dragon is... oddly sultry as well. It's like a real sexual awakening for freaks moment, I think. Like the
episode one, Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I sexually awoke years ago. I'm wide awake.
You can have a second awakening.
It's probably worth you going to bed, I reckon.
Sexual asleepening.
Sexual bedtime.
Yeah.
But in this movie, when New Nobody is getting permission to go after the family, we see this, like, shadow council.
Yeah!
So probably they'll be the
bad
guys. A few
people voted against. I feel like there was one... When they're showing all of the votes for, there's one vote very clearly from Los Angeles that votes against going after Shaw. And I'm wondering...
After Dom.
After Dom. And I'm wondering if that's going to come back.
Maybe.
Surely. I mean, wouldn't be surprised if Mr. Nobody comes back and they... sort out Dante, and then they've got to take down the... Well, the agency's gone bad.
Yeah.
Which means that they've got to take down the agency as well.
Maybe if the agency's going to be the Dante
as part of La Familia.
Oh, the agency you could tie in Robert Downey Jr.'s coming, because you tie him into that.
Yeah, that's what you're
saying. He's like the secret...
He becomes head of the agency.
Or he's secretly bankrolling it the whole time, and he's responsible for the disappearance of Mr. Nobody. Evil Iron Man. Oh, fuck. Imagine they give him a suit.
Well, the thing
That'd
is...
be so
like,
good.
I mean, imagine, like, a mech suit.
Yeah.
And then Dom hits him with a car. That's awesome.
That's so cool. Well, this...
How do you fight Iron Man with a car?
Drive a car.
it'll be so good
Drop
to
see. Drive a car on him.
Yes!
Any of these.
What if the mech suit is kind of a car?
Like a Transformer?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's so easy to imagine. At the bare minimum, a mech. At the bare minimum,
yeah,
a mech.
You got it. You got
it. It's kind of crazy we haven't had a mech in the Fast movies yet.
Yeah.
To be honest.
And I think that'll also be, if that happens, that's where they full on go to space.
Something I keep thinking of, what if instead of full on going to space, they full on travel through time? I know it seems a bit out there. I know even compared to space, it seems a bit out there. I know. But
there is more superhero-y sci-fi stuff in this than there has been in any other movies.
Yeah. Close your eyes wherever you are in the world. If you're driving a car, I don't care. Close your eyes right now.
Put your foot on the accelerator. Close your eyes. Yeah.
Give Dom the wheel. Close your eyes.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to imagine. What are their names? Ludacris and the characters.
Tej and Roman.
I want you to imagine Tej and Roman. A portal opens. Tej and Roman in a car stream out of it.
Yeah.
Hit a T-Rex full on in the face, killing it instantly.
Yeah.
They look at each other. A quip is exchanged, and they reverse back through the portal.
That feels like a Rick and Morty or Family Guy cutaway. So unfortunately, Adam, even though I was right there with you with my eyes closed, letting Dom take the wheel. Wheel of my car, which is full of my family. I've put my pedal to the metal.
Yeah.
Like I requested. I'm doing 160 kilometers an hour in a school zone.
Living my life a quarter mile at a time. I think, this is crazy maybe, but I think the most realistic, like ridiculous, supernatural, whatever thing they could put in a Fast and Furious movie is a ghost.
Oh, yeah.
The fact there's not been a ghost is kind of crazy.
I could see
the
a ghost.
The fact that Dom hasn't seen the ghost of his dad.
Yeah,
like,
and spoken to him.
Yeah,
yeah, I
that's
could see
absolutely possible.
Because you can play it off. Dad? You can play it off like it's not an actual ghost. It's just like a
I don't think Dom's house is getting haunted.
Oh, no! But you know what I mean? Like, as in, like, it's not actually the ghost of his dad. It's just, like, kind of, like,
a memory. Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, I think a ghost is probably the most ridiculous. I don't know if we'll ever get time travel. We could get lasers. You know, we've had lasers in this one, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, Letty was getting sewn up by a laser machine.
But then they immediately undid that because Cypher punched her in the laser spot.
Yeah, that's right.
I hate how, I mean, I guess it's, you know, it's basically a superhero movie.
Yeah.
There's superpowers, but it's very frustrating when Cypher just reaches her manacle hands over and can reach the console right next to her and types in the right hacking code to...
She's really good at hacking.
Yeah.
She's the
I guess
best
it's
hacker.
Superpowers. I guess it's superpowers.
And
it's
it would
superpowers.
Be fun when you're acting that and all you have to do is just go little with your fingers. You know they'll put in whatever you're hacking later.
It's cool they gave Charlize the run-in action scene in this. She hasn't had one.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
I think she's a great character. She really fits the Fast.
She got a few, didn't she?
Yeah.
She got the one at the beginning, then the fight with
Letty.
Letty, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The one at the beginning is the one I liked.
Yeah.
That was
a also
one.
A cool villain reveal of Jason Momoa being like, it's so the Joker.
Oh,
though.
He's just the Joker.
Yeah. He's just the Joker.
He's like, I got your kids tied up.
Yeah.
So you're my guys now.
And then I kill this one guy because no one loved him.
Jason Momoa, look, I think he's having a good time.
Adam is more cynical and thinks he's pretending to have a good time.
Yeah.
I also think he's having a good time.
But he's not doing his best performance.
I don't think anyone's doing their best performance with one exception.
Yeah.
I think that he is doing his best performance because name one Jason Momoa performance that's better than this.
Good point. He's not a very good actor.
Now you're starting to see it.
Now you're getting it. I do love, though, that he is sort of the Joker to Dom's Batman. And Dom has no hair and Jason Momoa has heaps of hair.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
They're two sides of the same coin.
His outfits were always amazing. All of his shirts looked so comfortable.
He's very flamboyant.
Yeah.
It's good.
I want all of his shirts.
You can have them. For the low price of probably a couple of $1,000s.
Yeah, I the one I'm thinking of right now, I have to imagine it's at least $300.
Is that like the satin pink one?
Yeah, when they're doing the drag race.
Yeah. I liked it.
God,
were
that
you
shirt ruled.
On the toilet when he was painting the nails of the corpses?
when I was on the toilet, yeah.
Yeah.
Just went and took a big shit in the movie.
I feel like you went to the toilet like three times.
I went to the toilet twice.
Yeah.
And the last one, I was like, oh no, there's still heaps left in the movie and I'm starting to go pee. Nothing much is happening, so I'll just go pee now.
Yeah.
But I should have looked at my watch and thought longer because there was actually only 10 minutes left of the movie and I didn't need to go pee
You missed Tej and Roman crashing and Beans crashing a plane.
Yeah.
And those two poor pilots,
yeah.
who I'm sure will see.
They'll be fine.
Yeah,
everyone will be fine.
Have we got any swings for the fences before we go? Before we say goodbye?
Dom is dead.
Whoa! That would be crazy.
Do you reckon Dom's going to die at the end of the third one?
It's hard.
Yes, I think he will, because in this movie he does a lot of talking about leaving,
sacrificing
the
himself for his family,
and leaving, making the future better for your kids or whatever.
Maybe my swing for the fence is I don't think he will.
Yeah, I can see that too.
I think honestly, my swing for the fence is definitely going to be the Jason Momoa turns to
becomes his La Familia. Fair. I think.
I'm going to take Brian back as a main character.
Whoa.
Ooh.
That's crazy. I think this swing for the fence,
mm-hmm.
Letty gets her brain switched, goes evil again.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's my swing for the fence.
Yeah, that's sick. Yeah, it'd be crazy to see what happens. I think it's 2 years until the next one.
Yeah. Look.
What a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
This movie was stupid. Definitely probably the... like one of the lower bottom five, bottom three.
It's definitely my least favorite since five. So from 5 to 10, this is my least favorite of those.
Yeah.
It's probably better than Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
Maybe, but just because Hobbs and Shaw has the same thing that this movie has sometimes, but it does it the whole movie of like, oh, isn't this crazy?
Yeah, it's very true. Very true.
But it's definitely better than four. And I don't really like Tokyo Drift that much, but I also haven't seen it in a million years, and maybe it fucking rocks now.
Yeah. I think Tokyo Drift is my favorite one still.
That's fucked up. Yeah. Five's the best.
I loved Tokyo Drift.
I will also accept seven because it's emotional.
Yeah, seven is emotional. Seven got me crying in the cinema, dude. Yeah, full balling.
Piss and tears.
Yeah, piss and tears out my eye penises.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I eat crying.
Yeah.
Is that a joke? Are you being serious?
About which bit? My eye penises? No.
See you again, bro.
That's the one I'm asking. Yeah, your eye penises.
Yeah, I cried at the cinema.
Really?
Of course.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's emotional.
To Fast and Furious 7, I was just...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what the call is going a different way?
He said goodbye to his friend, even though he just said... his friend just disappeared.
Across, I guess, right now as being very incredulous. I wasn't trying to be incredulous. I was just checking to make sure... Because we talk a lot of jokes.
Yeah.
Talk a lot of shit.
For real.
I've never met a joke in a podcast.
I'm a sincere man.
Oh, it shows.
Oh, dog.
That was constructive criticism. Listeners, you weren't meant to hear that. Yeah, it's sad. It's been a long
time. Sure, yeah, it is a sad moment. Yeah, absolutely. And I'll
tell you all about it. I'm fucking crying in the studio right now.
My eye penis is...
They're pissing tears.
What are my eye penises?
Eyeballs?
Tear ducts? Those are my eyes. Mm. Tear ducts. It must be tear ducts.
If you tear a tear duct out, does it not look like a penis?
I don't know.
Yeah, and then when you piss in tears, that's sad. But when you come in tears, you're crying from laughing?
Would you rather piss tears or cry piss?
I would much prefer to piss tears.
I think same, yeah. There's kind of already that sort of a liquid coming out sometimes. Around there, you know, when you piss normally.
I wouldn't know the difference, I guess, if I just started pissing tears. I would think I was very hydrated.
What if you were sad and you started pissing tears?
That would be... I would be scared the next time I felt the need to piss, I guess. Then I'd done a swap.
Oh, no, I'm going to cry. yeah, good stuff. Anyway, Fast X, look... It's not great, but it's good.
It was dumb and funny, so whatever.
And I know a lot of people on the internet are going to be like, all the Fast and the Furious movies have been dog shit. Yeah. The MCU's a pinnacle of cinema, blah, blah, blah. Just because this one's not as good doesn't mean the other ones are bad.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Go rewatch fucking Tokyo Drift. It's a great movie.
Watch Tokyo Drift and Thor Love and Thunder and tell me which one's better. Okay.
Or Fast 5 and Tokyo Drift.
Fast Five
and Tokyo Drift. Don't worry about wasting your time with Marvel movies.
Yeah, don't watch Thor Love.
Yeah.
That movie's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to email Disney Plus, see if it can get taken off the internet. And until next time, this has been another episode of A Based Reaction, and we're the Based Boys.
Where's Joel Zammon?
Yeah, I don't know where Joel Zammon is, but
I
Adam,
killed
where can
him.
We... You killed him, okay.
He is dead.
That's right.
Okay, Joel Zammon's in the ground, but Adam, where can we find you apart from jail for murder?
Yeah.
I'm on D&D is for Nerds, a podcast on this here comedy network. I'm sure
This here network is Wood Elf, which you're not part of.
You're on the Sandspants network.
I can't keep this shit straight. Just go to our damn website or search
your damn website. Our damn website's woodelf.com.
Oh my God, we have the same. The About Me as you on it.
Different website. Yeah. Different networks.
You're killing me here.
You're talking to American Joel and American Jackson, part of the Wood Elf Network.
Exactly. We're Wood Elf boys. What the hell is Sandspan's radio? Sounds asinine.
Thanks for coming on, Adam. See you next time, everyone. And until then, we're all La Familia.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.